Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 648. My name is Daniel White III. Here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some foolishly have done. However, it is all about preparation. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, world events in the news, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Jerusalem Post, the Israeli Air Force attacked 15 targets in Gaza overnight. The IDF confirmed early on Wednesday. Targets included a site used to manufacture weapons, a naval compound, and a terror tunnel. Two rockets were shot from Gaza on Tuesday night. Rocket sirens went off in Ashdod and Ashkelon at about 9 p.m. The Iron Dome intercepted one rocket while another fell in an open field near Ashkelon. The attack was carried out in response to rocket fire launched from the Gaza Strip into Israeli territory early in the night. The IDF will continue to oppose attempts to harm Israeli civilians and considers the terror organization responsible for what is happening inside and outside of the Gaza Strip. The IDF wrote on Twitter, "When the sirens went off, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was beginning to speak at a campaign rally in Ashdod and had to take cover. He resumed his speech about 20 minutes later. In order to prevent any further attack, the Israeli police announced Tuesday evening that it would step up security in southern Israel. Second, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to the Israel National News. Palestinian Authority Chairman Mahmoud Abbas threatened on Tuesday that all agreements signed with Israel and their resulting obligations would end if Israel annexes the Jordan Valley, the northern Dead Sea, and any part of the Palestinian territories occupied in 1967. His comments came in response to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's announcement that he would apply Israeli sovereignty over the Jordan Valley and the Dead Sea area after the election. We have the right to defend our rights and achieve our goals by all available means. Regardless of the consequences, as Netanyahu's decisions contradict with United Nations resolutions and international law, stated Abbas. Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi also criticized Netanyahu's announcement and warned that the pledge to annex the Jordan Valley would drag the region into violence. Third, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Associated Press, the U.S.-led coalition says American warplanes have dropped 40 tons of bombs on an island in the Tigris River infested with members of the Islamic State group. The coalition said F-15 and F-35 warplanes took part in the bombing on Qanas Island in the central province of Sal'ah-Hadain, north of the capital, Baghdad. Tuesday's attack is part of operations carried out by Iraqi forces and the U.S.-led coalition against ISIS, which was defeated in Iraq in 2017. ISIS sleeper cells have since carried out deadly bombings in Iraq. A video released by the military showed massive explosions creating mushroom clouds billowing from the island that appeared to have been subjected to carpet bombing. Now, beloved, it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled The Prophet and the Prophetic Ministry, Part 4, by the late Dr. Tim LaHaye, and Dr. Ed Heinsohn's book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. What does the Bible teach regarding the nature of the Holy Scriptures? A brief look expresses a clear view that the words of the Bible are indeed perfect. For example, consider Psalm 19:7-11. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, Paul called Scripture God-breathed. We have seen that Peter taught that prophets were controlled by God's Spirit. Jesus himself agreed with this high view of Scripture when he said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily, truly, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Here, Jesus made clear that his incarnation and ministry were fulfillments of Old Testament writings. In making this statement, he indicated that the Old Testament authors were inspired by God and accurately spoke of his coming. It is obvious, therefore, that the Spirit of God is necessary for prophetic inspiration. Thus it was by the Spirit that the word of the Lord was communicated to the prophet, and by the Spirit that the word was mediated to the people. Dear friends, Lord willing, if the Lord should tarry his coming, we will begin looking at messianic prophecy in our next podcast. In closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. And I'm talking to Christian believers right now. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, "Occupy till I come." In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the fine book, Coming Events and Present Duties by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled, "What Time Is It?" Part 8. Dr. J.C. Ryle writes, "Tell me, can that man really hate sin who does not desire to see it swept away from the earth? Can that man love holiness who does not long for the time when all shall know the Lord? Can that man be truly united to Christ by faith who does not wish to see Christ and to be with him? Can that man be a saint who does not thirst after the unmixed company of just men made perfect? Can that man be in earnest who daily prays, 'Thy kingdom come,' and yet is content that the world should go on as it is without any change? Oh, no, no. These things are impossible. God's true children will want to be at home. They will wish for the day. If you mean to be saved, you must learn to view time present as night and time to come as day. You must learn to regard the other side of Jordan as the home of your soul, and this side as a desert land. Time present must be your wilderness, your battlefield, your place of trial and tribulation. Time to come must be your Canaan, your rest, your father's house, or else you had better never have been born. Beloved, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast." Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your blessed hope and our blessed hope, the second coming of Christ. We look forward to it. And we pray with your servant John, please come quickly. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit gospellightsociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your